do with Skype as opposed to just texting or emailing or calling? Is it something more personal or maybe detailed that you can get into in almost a face-to-face setting?
Yeah, for sure, because it's almost just like sitting across from them. Like, and the way technology is now, you know, you can share the screen so he can pull up film clips while I'm talking to him, and, you know, he can use the little cursor and circle a player or, you know, a certain scheme that, you know, is kind of part of what he wants to show me. And then he can kind of show himself, and there's the whiteboard behind him that, you know, he can draw a thing or two up that, you know, kind of applies to the situation.
Can you imagine how far I would have been behind pre-technology days? It would have been a whole lot
tougher. Yeah, for sure. Maybe just, you know, mailing you a big stack of papers and say, just try to learn this. So I think it was a good experience for, you know, what it was. There's only so much you can do with kind of how the NFL's rule is with guys that haven't finished school yet. But, yeah, it was good.
So what has it been like now transitioning, being here and starting to get on?
It's been good, you know, getting to know the older guys. It's kind of the biggest thing, kind of getting around, particularly the offensive line room. You know, I know a lot of the vets are already gone, but kind of that transition, you know, kind of learn from the role models that'll be there, kind of try to pick their brain a little bit at a time while still kind of knowing your place as a rookie, and then at the same time kind of just trying to play catch up in practice, you know, learning the drills here or there that, you know, we didn't do at rookie mini camp that, you know, are pretty integral in the day-in-day life of, you know, a Green Bay Packer practice for us.
Kyle, I noticed you just did, like, the some of the individual-type stuff, fundamental-type stuff. Did it surprise you that they don't throw you in the fire right away and make you do team and all that kind of stuff, that they kind of bring you along and let you get your feet on the ground a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was expecting, because I got here last Wednesday, I was expecting for me to be able to go full throttle on that last OTA on Thursday. But, you know, I think they kind of have a really smart, you know, cerebral approach to it. You know, I talked to some of my other teammates at Stanford that kind of went through the same thing of holding out. And, they said that they kind of just went straight into the fire. You know, I know they're doing the same thing here with Kenny and Dean. I think just making sure that, you know, our bodies are physically ready, just so us ourselves don't get hurt, or, you know, maybe potentially risking another player for injury. But, you know, just getting as much mental reps and non-contact reps as possible. So we're still getting some pretty good work out there, getting a little huffing and puffing, breathing. So it's not all bad.
You'd rather though go full.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. It's tough, you know, especially during those team periods when especially the fellow rookies kind of taking my extra reps. You know, there's a couple of the older guys like Donnie and Corey that are a little banged up. So, you know, it's tough to see that, you know, guys taking your extra reps just because, you know, you weren't here and you wish you could help relieve them. But, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And not necessarily my call to make when I go in there. So I'm just going to keep busting my butt. And whenever they have me do, then when my time is ready, then I'll go out there and give it 100%.
Do you anticipate getting turned loose tomorrow or the next day before this minicamp?
Yeah, they haven't really given me a set day. I think they're going to take it really day by day. And I think when they have their meetings, they kind of go over and discuss it and, you know, what's best individually and, you know, for the team for the long term. So I think the big thing is they just don't want to have any of us kind of come in here the last 3 days and, you know, suffer a bad injury that will hold us out through training camp or whatever. So I think I'm sure by the end of the week I'll get at least a handful of team reps. You know, obviously, hopefully tomorrow I can get that done.
What was it like watching this all happen, OTAs from afar? I know school is obviously very important to you, but what was it like watching it for so long?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. You know, I was here. See, mini camp was like first week in May. So I missed a solid 5 weeks, and, you know, you can only learn so much and kind of do it so much kind of learning on the iPad and, you know, seeing the guys do it and try to transition it yourself without, you know, the coaches or someone else that's in the system kind of watching you and coaching you through it. So I try to keep up as much as I could. So I'm still playing a little catch-up, still a little rusty on some things, but, you know, since I'm not kind of in those contact drills, Coach Camp is making sure, you know, I get some extra reps in the – and the individual stuff, you know, kind of just get my footwork right, get my pad level, get my hands good. So, but I'm confident, you know, by the end of the week, I'll feel not all the way caught up, but enough to where I know I can go home during the summertime and kind of apply the things that I learned and, you know, just get ready to go full throttle for training camp.